The show One Mo' Time went from humble beginnings as a homemade New Orleans labor of love with a single scheduled performance to a worldwide theatrical sensation that ran for years. Its creator, New Orleans actor Vernell Banerese, has loved the idea of putting on a show from way back.
Cousins of mine still laugh at the fact that they used to come over and I'd put on a show for them and play a little accordion and sing a little bit with a few chords I knew on the piano and do plays and make them all do parts.
Vernell Banerese's first professional theater experience came in the touring company of a show called The Book of Job.
Since you're sitting on a bus or sitting in a van most of the time, I started writing One Mo' Time. And I also noticed the interest from other people in the music. I would have old Bessie Smith songs and Ma Rainey, and I'd say, oh, listen to this one. And they would, and they'd really get a kick out of it. And I thought, you know, this is more than just my self-interest. This could actually be interesting for a whole new generation.
What had turned you on to that material?
Mostly my friendship with Orange Kellen, who I met at the Cafe Creole. I was a waiter in my college days, and he was out in the patio playing music. And he and Lars Edgren and Clive Wilson, a bunch of foreigners, were there and sort of keeping the music interest. Through those guys and through the musicians that they knew and the old musicians they were bringing in from retirement or just people who hadn't played in a long time because they couldn't find work, I got involved and interested in that kind of music.
Vernell Banerese, Topsy Chapman, Tyce Clark, and an all-star array of other singers and players present the 35th anniversary of One Mo' Time tomorrow afternoon at Jazz Fest. Hear this and other WWNO Jazz Fest minutes at WWNO.org.